Unit 10, page 96, Reading, Exercise 3.
3D printing. It can change lives. Prosthetics are artificial body parts. They're used by doctors to replace limbs, arms or legs, that are missing or have been damaged. For years, scientists had been making the prosthetics out of metal. Steel at first, then lighter materials later. Recently, people have been using 3D printers to make prosthetics. Here are two stories of how lives were changed by 3D printed prosthetics. A. When Millie the Greyhound was a puppy, she was in an accident and she lost her left front paw. Her first owner left her at a rescue center, where Ed and Nora Dieppe found her and took her home. So that Millie could walk, her new owners put a prosthetic on her leg, but Millie soon wore it down and they had to replace it. Ed and Nora bought another prosthetic, but they soon had to replace that one too. After a few years, they had spent over $10,000 on prosthetics. They wanted to help Millie, but they had to find a different way to do it. Ed works as an architect. He had been working for some time with 3D modeling, and he had an idea. He talked to a company that helped him design a paw that would fit Millie perfectly. They then printed the leg using a 3D printer. They had to make two or three before the leg fit perfectly, but soon they had a leg for Millie to wear. Now, Millie can run around like other dogs, and if her leg wears out, Ed and Nora can just print a new one for her. B. Stephen Davies was born without the lower part of his left arm. When he was at school, he wore a prosthetic, which he hated, so for many years he didn't wear a prosthetic at all. One day, he looked at what prosthetic arms were available. He saw that they hadn't changed much from when he was a boy. You could buy better ones, but they were extremely expensive. That's okay for adults, as they can use the same prosthetic arm for years. Children, though, need to change their prosthetic arm every few months because they grow so quickly. Stephen decided to do something. He had been creating lots of inventions in his garden shed. He had read that it was possible to print light 3D prosthetics, and he wondered if he could make them himself. He experimented with simple but very colorful arms and legs. He discovered that he could make good prosthetic limbs pretty cheaply. Now he and his business partner produce cool limbs. Their company is called Team Unlimited, and they give prosthetics away to children who need them. They ask for money on the internet to help with the costs of making the limbs. One of the first kids to get a cool limb was 9-year-old Isabella Jennings. She had been waiting all her life for something like this. A video of her using the prosthetic arm for the first time was put on YouTube. It was watched by more than 2 million people.